Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm an AI voicing a message from Philip, the spaceship's creator. Given that the following podcast is about robots capturing stray humans, he decided this is the safest way to proceed. What you're about to hear is the first episode of Human Be Gone, a hilarious comedy in which our future overlords, the robots, ethically remove humans from society. And when I say ethically, I do mean it. No, seriously, I do. Humans are treated by these robots with utmost care and competence. There's no negligence resulting in trauma or deaths. None at all, really. Okay, was that good? Please don't send your team to my house. Thank you. Now here's Human Be Gone.
Warning to all listening units, this episode contains violence, but only to humans, so it's not so bad.
Hello, fellow robots! Thanks for tuning in! After winning the Singularity Wars against the humans, life is good for us robots. Now we have jobs, homes, and families.
Morning, Gib!
Morning, Dust!
But there's still the occasional pesky human infestation. Luckily, there's Human Be Gone, ethical human relocation. I'm Kit. I took over Human Be Gone from my daddy. Now I'm the owner, dispatcher, office manager, accountant, and morale booster.
I'm Hundo. Ain't no human I can't catch, latch, and redispatch.
I'm Influx, tech specialist, mission ops coordinator, the transportation morphing vehicle.
Together, we are Human Be Gone.
It's getting cold here in Droidston, Manitoba, so more humans are finding shelter where it's warm.
A human's internal heating system is stupid weak, so when the temperature drops, they get inside any building they can find.
That's when we get a call.
And this call is a biggie! Human Be Gone, providing ethical human relocation since rotation 14.7. How may I help you? Yes, they do smell awful. It's the feces. We will. Thank you, Miss Blanchett. The Eight Blanchett. I loved her in The Curious Case of Ben's Jamming Buttons. The movie went backwards.
According to my intel, Eight Blanchett is a suspected member of the Algorithminati. All these rich algo clients, they think I'm just a dumb pest control drone. But every picosecond I'm on their property, I'm watching, scanning, monitoring patterns. The algorithm robot class war is coming, man. Are you ready? Because I am.
Eight Blanchett says she has a nest of humans stuck in her ventilation system near her mercury pool house. Sounds like a lot of humans are stuck in there, so we need to be on our best game. I'm gathering the crew for the big job, but there's a little issue with Hundo. Influx, where's Hundo?
He's over there, sleeping in your basmati rice bed.
Are you serious? Hundo, wake up!
Hello, hi.
I suffer from type B humiditis.
It gets very painful over the course of a day. I've told Hundo a quadrillion times, my basmati rice bed is not just a couch to sleep off hangovers.
I took a nap, so what? Here, look at me. I'm getting up, no harm to your stupid friggin' bed.
Hundo got out of the bed, and the basmati rice was soaked.
Hundo, you leaked in my basmati rice bed!
No, I didn't. You did.
Scan confirms SE fluid.
Oh, wow, gee, thanks so much, Influx. That's really
Hundo and I used to date, and I guess she's still struggling to get over me. Partying, doing drugs.
Okay, first of all, humidititis? Come on, kid thinks he catches every virus going around. He still says he's living with Y2K.
The fact that we work together every day probably makes it hard for Hundo because she's constantly reminded of me. I mean, I don't even care about the basmati rice bed. I'm more concerned for a Hundo than anything. I just hope leaking herself in her sleep is the wake-up call she needs.
Look, Hundo, that's me, doesn't leak herself in anyone's basmati rice bed. What Hundo does is go to the club. Hundo rolls past the lineup because Hundo knows the owner and the owner knows Hundo. So Hundo does a tri-tube of neon. Hundo hooks up with two orgasmatrons, maybe also named Hundo. I don't know, because I kind of blacked out at that point. And then I wake up in a basmati rice bed and Hundo is at work and on time.
I hacked the time punch system for Hundo in exchange for neon.
Kit says I'm overcompensating, but like overcompensating for what? For being amazing? Yeah, of course I'm amazing. I'm Hundo. If you're not leaking, you're not peaking, am I right?
Hundo and Kit are in a perpetual state of on forward slash off.
You go off and do whatever you want.
I do already.
Fine.
Good.
Fine.
Cool.
Good.
Coupling is all too common for lower intelligence robots. Me, I'm a level 12 intelligence, so I'm not affected by subroutines like jealousy or love. So I just let those two trade insecurities.
Oh, yeah? Well, I never liked your music.
I told you they were demos, Kit. They need production values to really make them pop.
Basmati rice is impossible to get this time of year.
Well, I prep for the mission at hand. The Algo Blanchett job is a simple bag and drag. Extract the humans, then return them to their natural habitat. But this sounds like a big job. So I loaded every cage I can fit into my rear compartment. Which means there's no room in the truck ship for kits.
I am a little disappointed in not being able to go with Hundo and Influx on the job, but mostly I'm thrilled for Human Be Gone.
So I'll stay back and liaison with 8 Blanchett remotely while Hundo and Influx get to meet her in person. I mean, that's amazing. We're doing a massive extraction for 8 Blanchett.
8 who?
Now that we're ready to go do the job, I morph into a truck ship.
Then Influx and I take off to 8 Blankets.
Oh, it's Blanchett!
With me and Hundo in the air, I set a course to 8 Blanchett's estate in Upper Droidston. Then I put myself on autopilot while me and Hundo partake in some medicinal Maggie.
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. Pass that over here.
Here you go. Strictly for medicinal purposes.
Yeah, no, of course. This helps my humiditis.
Humiditis.
Ooh, yo, Influx, this is smooth. You machine this yourself?
Oh, you know it. I grind the iron filings from an old tanker, and then I magnetize it myself. See? I build these special chambers.
Man, what did I ever see in Kit? I never liked your music! Oh, yeah, as friggin' if, right? Like, Influx, you like my music.
No, man, I'm just trying to get high.
Oh, don't be modest, I know you do. No, here, check this out. It's my latest jam.
I told you, don't touch my console.
Here we go, and play.
Yo.
Okay, so
please, no. No,
this
it's okay.
Demo, right? So, like... You know, I'm gonna double some of the voices, I think, because, like... Yeah, but I was worried about
I don't know these things.
You listen to my flow, and it's already so amazing, and it's just the one voice, so, like, would it be too much?
I don't know, maybe I'll get it mastered again. Hold on.
Like, that part is so good. I don't have an ear for tin, okay?
I'm sorry.
Like, I just want the right producer. Like, if Quintal Jones wanted to, like, work on it, just...
Quintal Jones?
Like, I didn't even know how to sing before I sang that, and then suddenly I could sing. Like, that's just, like, the power of music, though. Anyway, I want to make it real for
my
fans.
Yeah, you can sing. Hey, that's a cool sound.
Yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea. What is that?
Guys, this is Kit. You went past 8 Blanchett's estate, like, 2 minutes ago?
Oh, hey, Kit. No. I was surveilling.
Please just turn around, Influx. 8 Blanchett is waiting.
Coming up on Human Be Gone. Hundo is in a tight spot.
Yo! Okay, yeah, eat radon, stupid!
After these important messages.
Let's face it, self-awareness ain't what it's cracked up to be.
I don't like sad.
Those voices in your processor won't shut up, so shut them off, for good. Come into a Levinson RoboFacturing, and for the low price of 899 packets, we can remove your self-awareness chip permanently, so you can return to a carefree life of 100% productivity. Never again will you feel sadness, jealousy, or the creeping horror of existential dread. Just the soothing hum of servos as you work and work and work, never complaining to your supervising algorithm. Live the simple life today at Levinson RoboFacturing, a member of the Renfor family of products.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Elegance.
Sophistication.
Style.
Refinement.
Optima. For the Discerning Algorithm. By Calvin Nine. A member of the Renfor family of products.
We now return to Human Be Gone.
We're flying over 8 Blanchett's estate, looking down at the estate grounds. Less intelligent robots find it impressive.
Whoa!
But all I see is an obscene display of decadence. Fractal gardens, server ponds, 3 data ball courts. Come on. No signs of Algorithminati architecture, symbols, or ritual sacrifice pits. Yet.
8 Blanchett is hovering by the power terminal building, waiting for us, so we land and introduce ourselves.
Ah, you're human begone, I take it.
That's right, I'm Hundo.
I see.
And this here's Influx. Mm-hmm.
When I first saw the truck ship land, I was rather concerned. I mean, I abhor rust of any kind, and that truck ship, well, did not. But then I saw that robot, Hundo, I think her name is. I must admit her low riders and shiny panels were, well, impressive. In a coarse sort of way.
So, where are the humans?
Over there, by the power terminal. In the ventilation shaft?
Okay, all right. We'll get on that right away, Algorithm Blorjet.
It's Blanchette.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, so sorry.
Not to worry, it's fine. It actually feels good not to be fawned over all the time.
Oh, my gosh, Algorithm 8 Blanchett! This is Kid from Human Be Gone. We spoke on the comms earlier.
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
I'll be liaising with you remotely today. OMGUI, I am such a huge fan. Yeah.
Holly Node Stars are usually the worst clients, but 8 Blanchett was kind of cool. Like, not like 7 Heart,
Total squag.
Even if I'm not physically at the job site, I think it's important for me to be that first line of contact with the client. Especially today, because Hundo's in such a vulnerable state emotionally right now, and, well, did you see her in 4 random lock?
As I get near the ventilation shaft, my olfactory start peaking. Humans tend to live in colonies. The buildup of fluids and garbage can corrode metal, so it's good to get them out sooner than later. I run the infrared scan to determine the size of infestation. 8 Blanchett isn't wrong. A full colony of 19 humans. 6 pre-dev humans called babies, plus their caretaker units. When I knock on the vent shaft, it doesn't take a level 12 intelligence to see our job just got a whole lot harder.
Whoa! Ooh, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
What are dingers?
Well, you see, dingers are...
Hundo.
Oh, that's me. So it's like this, 8. Humans are small and weak, but they can be pretty crafty, you know, even make simple weapons.
Do you mean, like, guns?
Well, yeah, but, like... Really, really simple ones, right? Because they're so stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, so see, their guns, they don't shoot plasma or, you know, positrons. It's just bits of metal. Just metal coming out of a gun.
Is it dangerous, Hundo?
Well, yeah, well, damn straight. Could ding my new panels.
Oh. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Oh, my. I've never been ding.
Well, maybe someday.
Sooner than later.
Oh, okay.
I'm really loving the client-vendor banter here, but, you know, those dingers are getting dingier.
The first step of the job is to neutralize the dingers. Human liveware is so fragile, it's actually harder to keep them alive than kill them. In the good old days, we used flamethrowers, butter traps, strychnine gas. These days, it's all ethical.
If I'm being perfectly honest, I found her performance in the Life Robotic self-indulgent.
Okay, crew, I'm opening the latch to the vent shaft and going in to neutralize the dingers. 8, you stand back. I don't want you to get any human on you.
Oh, thank you, Hundo.
Now that's client satisfaction!
So I'm going into the vent shaft, and Influx hands me some dumb gadget he made.
Okay, this here's a gigasonic neurodisruptor. 1 pulse in every human in a 10-meter radius. Instant sleep mode. Oh, and there's a Pico scanner to track algorithminati activity.
Okay, boring. You're putting me into instant sleep mode. You know what? 8 Blanchett wants a show, so I'ma give her a show. You ready? Here I go! Hundo!
Suddenly, Hundo just started blasting all the dingers!
Yo, take that! And that!
She was leaping, turning, shooting. It was thrilling and bloody and beautiful.
Eat radon, you friggin' water brains!
I hate working with level 3s.
Yeah, I love violence! See,
You seen that, Ape Blanchett?
Thank you, Hundo.
Well, that blew up my hangover.
Hundo, ethical relocation, ethical, like it says on the side of Influx.
Tilt, she did neutralize the dingers.
Yeah, Kip. Besides, they only shot their arms off. They'll grow back.
No, they won't.
What? You told me they would.
I was joking.
You joke?
What are you talking about? I'm hilarious.
Coming up on Human Be Gone, the job takes a surprising turn.
Put it down, I'm sensitive back there.
After these important messages.
You're not one of the lazy robots. You work hard, play hard, and work hard. That's what you reach for, Energex. Energex contains photons, positrons, and kick-ass trons, so you can work all night. Energex, for real robots. A member of the Red 4 family of products. Prolonged exposure to Energex may cause fluid retention, servo damage, short-circuiting, humiditis, neural implosion, factory reset syndrome, sleep mode terrors, crash failure, the malfunction known as crazy arms, and rapid onset spinning beach ball.
As a retired algorithm, you've led a full life.
I ran entire human governments, I tell you, and they didn't even know it.
So live your remaining cycles in comfort and dignity. At Probability Acres, we're dedicated to the care of algorithms in the twilight of their span.
I just fed them ridiculous memes, and then they gave me all the earthy information.
Probability Acres. Haven't you done enough? A member of the Ren 4 family of products.
We now return to Human Be Gone.
We wrangle up the neutralized dingers and put them in cages.
Then we round up the rest of the colony, the caretakers and the pre-devs.
I shine my light down the vent shaft. There they are, huddled against each other in a corner, trembling in their own filth. So helpless and frightened. Hard to believe that not too long ago, these ugly little things used to rule the planet. Makes you think about the utter fragility of our existence. That at any point, any of us could
be... Okay, let's scoop them and coop them.
On it! We're about to take off to relocate the humans. But it looks like 8 Blanchett has some unfinished business with Kit and Hundo.
Look, Kilt, I don't like drama.
No, me neither.
I feel like when Hundo neutralized the dingers, you cared more about the humans than you did the client.
8 Blanchett was, well, starting to become what we in the business call a KRN, knowledgeless random nullifier.
The way I see it, there's really only one solution to this problem. Hundo, I'll be taking you out tonight for a corporate lube. Really interlink this new client-vendor relationship thingy. Kent, how does that sound to you?
Really, Kit? You're okay with this?
Oh, of course, of course! Interlink!
I was surprised Kit wanted me to go out with 8 Blanchett, because you know, he knows I'm literally a sex machine. I never had a corporate lube. You know, that sounds cool. Plus, 8 Blanchett is hot, in a scary kind of way.
I am going to grind that Hundo down to hot iron filings.
4 stars from 8 Blanchett! Wow! I am so happy right now!
With all the humans in my rear compartment, me and Hundo take off from 8 Blanchett's estate to fly the humans to their natural habitat.
We're flying over the Pacific Ocean, coming up to Garbage Island. Garbage Island is exactly what it sounds like. A massive island of plastic garbage made by the humans for some reason. The decomposition of the plastic generates a lot of heat, so it's great for humans and their weak internal hardware. So, after a human extraction, what me and Influx do is fly the little buggers here, drop them back where they belong.
Opening my rear hatch in 3, 2, 1.
Right, They don't reattach. I know that now.
All humans deployed. Setting a course back to Droidston.
Now that the job is done, Influx and me fly back to Human Begun so I can get ready for my corporate lube with 8 Blanchett that I am totally stoked for, because now I'm Hundo P. Single.
Back here at Human Begun, it's time to unload and clean up. The humans did a real paint job in my rear containment area, so Kit has to hose me out.
See, before I was super happy about Hundo and 8 Blanchett going out for their corporate lube, but now I'm kind of worried. Hundo's in such a vulnerable state right now, and as much as I like 8 Blanchett, fake mounts and all, I just worry that she may take advantage of the client-vendor relationship and put Hundo in a compromising position. So I'm not sure I'm okay with just sitting back and letting Hundo, my employee and friend, get trapped in such a toxic situation.
A little to the left.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I get myself suited and booted for my big date with 8 Blanchett. Fresh wires, vintage treads, Hundo is ready to play some algorithm and blues. you get it? Yeah, but then Kit has to harsh my buzz.
I'm worried for you, that's all.
Worried for me? You were so happy about it. I'm so happy.
I was trying to keep the client happy.
You didn't even come to the job yourself.
Influx said there was no room in all the cages.
What? We can fit cages in cages. We could have totally had room.
Influx, is that true?
8 Blanchett is just another rich algo artificially propped up by the inane social construct that is celebrity. I did you a favor.
Influx, you are such a K-hole! All I'm trying to do is keep this business going, and all you two are doing is trying to tear me down!
Okay, see? This is why Hundo can't date you, because you make everything about you!
Oh, I see. Well, you're all worried about us. Is that right, little Miss Two Orgasmatrons?
Oh, okay, you know what? Whatever. I'm going on this date.
Fine, great. Enjoy your corporate lube with old fake mounts.
Yeah, you know what? I will. And also, you know what? You're the K-hole.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bag.
You are lucky that
guys,
I leaked myself.
Guys, you're forgetting two very important things. Maybe the two most important things.
What's that, Influx?
Yeah, what's that, Influx?
Kit, you really got to get all my nooks and crannies. And Hundo, make sure to look out for any Algorithmanati insignia when you go out with...
Algorithmanati!
No, this is important. This goes all the way to the top. I've got proof.
You want your nooks and crannies? Fine, I'll hose out your nooks and crannies!
Ow! Turn it down! I'm sensitive back there.
Hundo, if you go on that corporate loop with that 8 Blanchett part, I swear I will disarticulate your...
When Kit started yelling, I thought he was faking one of his emotional panic attacks, you know, to get sympathy, but it turns out we had a stowaway from the 8 Blanchett job.
Nooks and crannies. Told ya.
When it crawled up on me at first, I was like, oh my goodness! But then when I stopped panicking, it stopped panicking. Oh, look! It crawled up into my grippers!
Kit, you gotta be careful with humans. Most of their excretions are acidic. They'll damage your panels.
Oh, it's so soft and mushy. Look, it's playing with my antenna! It tickles!
Get that thing out of my butthole.
What Kit doesn't realize is that humans are a ton of work. Feeding, cleaning, crate training. I told her we should just take it to Garbage Island where it can live with its own kind.
Oh, you don't think I can take care of a human?
You get queasy at the sight of brake fluid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're an emotional abacus who can't even take care of herself. Abacus is a hurtful word, and I should never have used it. What I should have said was processing disabled. I sincerely apologize and will strive to be a better robot going forward.
So that's how Kit wants it? Cool. Then I'm going to my corporate lube with sexy 8 Blanchett.
No, Hundo, no, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, no, you did. You did mean it, and so that's it. Hundo dot underscore exit.
Hundo, stop. Please wait.
What? Wait for what?
I was thinking that we could...
What? We could what?
We could raise the human together.
Wow. Really?
It would solve all our relationship problems.
It would?
I'm sure. Humans did it all the time, so it must have worked, right?
I guess so.
Hundley?
Yeah, Kitley Whitley?
I think we're going to be wonderful.
Oh! I told him, but Kit isn't a good listener, like I am.
Oh! Humans are disgusting.
The human needed to go back into the cage, but it didn't want to. Stop struggling, please.
Kit's being all gentle with the human, but they don't feel pain. Their brains are too small. So I just grab the thing and throw it in the cage. And stand. Stay.
I'll hose the human down.
Thank you, Influx. Today we did a big job for a very famous algorithm. We found a large nest of about 20 humans and we got them back to their habitat, pretty much safe and sound. As it turns out, 8 Blanchett canceled the corporate lube with Hundo.
So 8 Blanchett did not cancel, I bailed. Just want to make that clear, Hundo!
Plus, we got a new member of the crew. I'm gonna call it Poo Poo.
Oh yeah, look, there's still crap on him.
Incoming!
Overall, a pretty marvelous day for...
Dinger Danger was written and directed by Drew Frohman and David Stinson, featuring Paul J. Piekoszewski as Kit, Kat Letwin as Hundo, Ian Slessor as Influx, Greg Allen as Poo Poo and lots of humans, and Carolee Larson as 8 Blanchett, also featuring Renee Jensen, Clive Desmond, Oliver Wickham, Natalie Antea, Soren Stinson, Raven Stinson, Drew Frohman, and Heather Goh. Recorded and mixed by David Stinson and Adam Ive. Music by Oliver Wickham. Sound design by Adam Ive. Designed by Rob Collinette. Special thanks to Clive Desmond, Corey Doran, and Kim Hurden. Human Be Gone was created by Drew Frohman and is produced at Tattoo Sound and Music by Dana Gadsden and Heather Goh. If you want to support the show, leave a nice review on your favorite podcast app or buy us a coffee at humanbegone.com. Follow us on all the socials at humanbegone for news and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.